Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm so honored to kick off this show with a New York Times columnist talking about an issue that is near and dear to my heart, wealth and women, and particularly Hispanic women, and the lack of collective wealth for my Latina sisters. And there are a number of issues that contribute to the lack of wealth for Hispanic women. And we have to dive into that because the Institute for Women's Policy Research did a study last year that compared every other racial, ethnic, and gender group, and Latinas earn the least. Why is that? Why are they unbanked? Why are they not down at Bremer Bank getting an account so they can begin to build wealth for the next generation of Latina women? You know, it seems like we take two steps forward and three steps back. But Tammy LaGorsch wrote a column in the New York Times about this very topic, and she is joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Tammy, I just can't thank you enough. I am so honored that you joined me tonight to be on the show. This column in the New York Times is amazing. How did you begin writing it? Was it the study from the Institute of Women's Policy Research, or did you just look around and say, we need to talk about this and have this discussion?
Hey, Shaletta. First, thanks for having me on. It's such a privilege to talk with you. And cool that you're hosting this show tonight. I didn't know you were standing in. So very cool. Very cool.
Yes. Yes.
And to answer your question, yes, absolutely. I felt this is something we need to talk about. But it's kind of interesting how it started, how we got the idea for the story. It was I wrote a different story 6 or so months ago about how the pandemic really messed women up when it comes to retirement savings more than men, you know, more than men. Mm-hmm. And one of the sources for that story said, well, you know, if you want to look at subgroups of women, think about Latinas. You know, they live the longest and they earn the least. And it turns out that's not entirely true because there's Asian women, I guess, live a little bit longer than Latina women on average, but they do earn the least. And so we wanted to, you know, devote some significant, you know, space to that issue. It's just, it's terrible.
It's horrible. And this is the thing. Why are they earning the least? Because my Latina sisters are some of the hardest working women I know. They know how to work it out, baby. They will fit 28 hours of work into a 24-hour day. And, I mean, they're running circles around most other groups of women. And so you're thinking, well, why are they earning less money when they're working harder than anybody?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what one of my sources said, too. She said, they do the jobs nobody else wants to do.
Mm.
You know? And not only that, it's a problem there's an enormous problem for all women, which you know well, which is we are the caregivers.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Latina women especially, they feel it's their responsibility to take care of not only their children, but their elders. So in the story, we talked to a couple of women who say it's in our culture. We do not, you know, put our parents, our grandparents.
They're not going to put them in a nursing home. No, ma'am. They're going to put them in the house. They're going to put them in a hospital bed. They will put them in the middle of the living room and let them watch Wheel of Fortune and The Price is Right and somehow still work three jobs and still not have enough money to make ends meet. Girl, what in the hell is going on?
I know. It's not right. It is not right. Not right. But, you know, fortunately, a lot of the folks in the story said, look at the younger generation of Latinas. They're learning from their mothers, their aunts, their grandmothers, and they're going to college and they're learning about finance and, you know, how to connect with financial advisors and stock some money away for retirement. Because, you know how it is. You do not want to be relying strictly on Social Security when you're an old lady. You just don't want that.
Or a man. Traditionally, you know, Latina women are the backbone of the family, but they will defer to that man. And girl, you and I both know the mortality rate for Latino men is, you know, in comparison to white and African-American and Asian men, they die sooner. And so then you have, you know, all these Latina women, our elders in that community, and they are unmarried. They are on their own. And like you said, they are living on a very low fixed income.
Right. I mean, it's sad. In the story, there's a woman whose mother is Mexican American, and she's, you know, picking up plastic bottles for extra money.
Now, we got to take a quick commercial break, Tammy, but when we come back, I want to talk about the stigma that the young Latina women face, because I know a lot of times the elders look at them and think they're being selfish. They don't want to take care of their abuela. You know, they're going and trusting these banks. You can't trust them. You know, and it seems for a lot of young Latina women who are trying to break the cycle, like they're being traitors to the traditions of their people. And I want to hear from you about that when we come back. This story in the New York Times has everybody buzzing, everybody talking. Why? How did it get to this? Tammy LaGorsch's column is going viral. I've shared it on my social media platforms. And as soon as I send it to somebody I know, they already say, girl, I seen this. You know, I'm sharing it with my Hispanic friends, Estrella Carter. She is a real estate agent with Coldwell Banker. And, you know, it's about the lack of wealth, the lack of collective wealth for Hispanic women and the issues that contribute to that. And, you know, before the break, Tammy, thank you so much for sticking around with us. She's joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. But, you know, the younger generation of Latina women who say, you know what, I love abuela, but she going to go on over here to Shady Pines because I got to get out here and make this money. I'm starting a business. I'm doing drop ship. I'm, you know, investing. I'm doing my cryptocurrency thing. You know, I've got my food truck and, you know, I can't get off at 3 o'clock and come home and change abuela's diaper and flip her and make sure she eats a pureed food. Girl, there's some people I can pay to do that so that I can build this wealth. But those young Latina women and men are met with resistance because it bucks the tradition and the culture and the norms. You know, how are they handling that?
You know, this is a determined generation of young Latinas, Gen Z, you know, women in their 20s, some millennials. They are determined to break this cycle. So in my experience, if that means, you know, getting somebody to come into the house and look after Abuela, then they do that. But I don't think they're any less committed to providing the care. You know, as you said, these are hardworking women. They're gonna get the job done and be loving at the same time. So
yeah,
I think Gen Z is managing to pull off some pretty good stuff. I don't know how they're dealing with the stigma.
I don't either. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know how, because they're doing what they can and how they can, and still the eyes are rolling. Still, it's you don't really care, and they're trying. And it's hard to hold on. And I know just for me, being a Black woman, it's hard to hold on to those traditions and still put one foot forward to try to get to your next level of greatness. Now, when you were writing this column for the New York Times about Hispanic women's lack of collective wealth, what was the one thing that surprised you more than anything?
I learned so much doing the story, but one thing that sticks with me is something that Judy Chapa, who is one of the experts I talked to, an educator, a financial educator, she said, you know, everybody, think about how you feel when you talk about money. Everybody wants to talk about money in their own language. Imagine if somebody started talking to you about your retirement money in Spanish, and you were expected to, you know, to follow along and be. I don't speak Spanish, but the point is, we have to make education available to Latinas in the language that they speak, so that they can have, you know, a better understanding of what they need to save, how Social Security works, you know, what their situation is and how they can improve it by saving. And to me, that would be, you know, that's just so obvious.
And nobody thinks about it.
Money in a language. Pardon me. What?
I said, nobody thinks about it. It seems as simple as the ABCs and 1, 2, 3s.
Oh,
but,
yeah,
you know, if you are speaking Spanish and somebody is talking to you about money in English, the first thing you think is they're trying to rip me off. Let me get out of here. There is nobody in here who is speaking my language. There is nobody in here who looks like me. I can't trust these white people with my money. They're going to take it and run off with it. I'm just going to hide it in a pill bottle. I'm going to hide it under the mattress. I'm going to sew it into a curtain, because I can't trust these people to take care of me. And then when these elders are dying, girl, folks are finding money in shoeboxes. They're finding money hooked to tablecloths. And you're thinking, oh, my God, we just had a GoFundMe to bury this woman, and she got $10,000 in the damn shoebox.
Right.
Girl.
But can you blame her? Can you blame her for sticking money in the shoebox?
Mm-mm.
You know?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I surely cannot.
Yeah.
I surely cannot. Because I'm a Black woman, and they speak in English, and I still don't understand it. And I got a degree.
Yes.
And I walk into the bank, and I'm like, nobody looks like me. Nobody's talking to me like I want to be talked to. That's why I recently switched banks. I was at Wells Fargo for years.
Oh.
And girl, I started my business, and they never once talked to me in 3 years about, hey, you need to do this for your business. You can do that for your business. We have these kinds of loans. We have this available for, you know, minority owned businesses. And the thing that got me is, one day I was looking at a Axios newsletter that came in my email. It comes every morning. And there was an ad for Wells Fargo about all the cool stuff that they do for minority owned businesses. Girl, I almost threw up. I was like, what in the hell is this? I ain't never gotten none of this stuff. And I immediately called them and was like, how do I access this? And nobody ever got back with me. And that's when I was like, you know what? I'm going over to Bremer Bank. I'm going over to Bremer Bank because they, you know, are dedicated to small business owners. They speak my language. There's somebody in there who looks like me, and we can chat and talk and find out what is best for me. And, you know, I don't even know the last time I went into a bank and saw someone who was Latina. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if you walk in there and you don't see anybody who looks like you, girl, you just walk out.
Right. Yeah, that's what we say in the story. It's a lonely space for Latinas, the world of investment banking and financial advising and all you know, all these banking professions. You don't see a lot of Latinas in them.
Now, you got to tell me, where do we go from here? How do we buck the trend? How do Latina women begin to build wealth generationally for this generation and the generations to come?
Well, what we found in our story is we just got to keep sending Latina women to college and making sure, you know, they're not saddled with zillions of dollars of student debt. And as one of the experts pointed out, we've got to make sure they understand the importance of preserving social programs like Social Security so the women who do rely on it can continue to rely on it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the one thing that concerns me, and I know that we deal with it in the African-American community, not so much now, but in my mother's generation, is the women could not surpass the men. You know, if you were about to do something and you were going to make more money than your husband, or you were going to do something that outshined your husband, you would shy away from that because you did not want to make him feel like you were better or you were doing more.
Right.
You know, our role is to always support the men, even more so in the Latina community. Talk to me about the factor that is when you start talking about Latina women building wealth.
Yeah, well, this same expert I was just talking about a second ago, he told me that this is still a huge problem culturally for Latinas. They're taught to believe in this fairy tale that their husband is going to support the family, and they should do, as you say, just what you were talking about, be subservient and support your man and not try to outshine him in any way. And so there's still some women subscribing to that, and they, you know, unfortunately, a lot of times end up divorced, or you know, their husband dies or leaves or something, and then they're stuck holding the bag. You know, they have children, grandchildren they have to support, and you know they do. You know, they do their best to support everybody, and it's rough. It is rough out there,
girl. It is hard. And these women are so resilient. I just appreciate the example that they are for their families and the work that they do in community. Tammy, I thank you so much for shining a spotlight on this story in the New York Times and for all the work that you do. You got to tell people how they can follow you on social media, where they can get a hold of you, your website. You got some books coming out, girl, because I'm getting texts and DMs from folks like, who is Tammy? You never had her on your show before. She is awesome. I love this conversation. Are y'all going to talk all hour? And so folks want more of you, more of this. Where can they find you so that the next time you got an article coming out, they can get it for themselves and they ain't got to come on my social media profile to find you?
Oh, you're so nice. It's I'm on Twitter at Tammy Nice Word, NICEWORD, and you spell my first name Tammy, TAMMY. And I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from all your listeners. That'd be great.
Oh, girl, they finna. Okay, so you better get on social media because they gonna start following you, and they be expecting. Girl, they expect instant responses. Like literally, we're in the middle of a conversation and they're chiming in on Facebook and Twitter and in my DMs. Like I can look at them and talk to them and you at the same time. They are amazing. I love it. It's Linnea, it's Brenda, it's Tom, it's Charlotte, it's all the people who listen to this show every single week. So thank you so much for being here, for spending a little bit of your evening with me, and we will surely look forward to new columns, new stories, and new adventures from you.
Well, I will look forward to listening to you because this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.